This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes out tonight to our great military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, the police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, and boy, there's a story about them we'll get to in a minute, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And remember, all those people working the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, sorting that mail for delivery today, and the Uber, the Lyft, and the taxi drivers, as well as our bus drivers, thank you for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us on the weekend edition, we have Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words, under God. This great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, there's three big stories that we need to mention right now before we get into our normal commentary. Number one, North Korea last night, don't know how many yet. I'll have to wait till I talk to Denise Simon here. But North Korea fired at least one, maybe two, maybe three missiles. Again, short-range missiles off into the sea. Again, just trying to let people know that, well, here we are.
Well, exactly right. And this is an ongoing issue, I think, internally, but also as essentially sending a message, as it were, to President Trump and to South Korea, because they're not happy about the joint war game exercises and so forth. So this is going to be an ongoing issue.
Now, we have another story that broke earlier today. We actually were off the air when this happened, but the Border Patrol, doing their routine patrolling along the Rio Grande River, where they can patrol with some of the deeper water boats that they've got, was actually shot at and hit by four armed men with semi-automatic weapons from the Mexican side of the border. And my guess is that when you go shooting at the Border Patrol, you were doing something that you didn't want the Border Patrol anywhere near, and I'm going to say it was related to drugs, and it was probably the drug cartels.
Well, that's most likely what it is, and this was all happening near Fronton, Texas.
Yeah.
It's along the Rio Grande.
Yep.
And so exactly right. So now, thank the Lord, nobody was hurt on the boat, but they...
No, but they did hit the boat, and that ran the risk of doing worse.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly right. I mean, this is an honest-to-goodness international incident in that sense, and I'm sure that that right now the phone calls are being made and the communications are underway with the Mexican government saying, mm-hmm. what's going on your side of the border?
Well, here's what I know. Normally those boats travel two to a boat, but now they're adding a third person
in simply as a gunman, if you will, with an automatic weapon, probably a 30 caliber machine gun, sitting towards the rear of the boat or the front of the boat, as the case may be, to defend themselves so that you don't have one guy trying to operate the boat, the other guy trying to get to the gun or whatever. And I do know that that's something that I just heard today was instituted because of this incident that happened earlier this morning in Texas on the Rio Grande. And again, if you haven't heard, folks, the bad guys, four of them, with semi-automatic rifles, opened up on one of our Border Patrol boats from the Mexican side and actually hit the boat. They didn't wound anybody, but they actually hit the boat, and they're lucky that they didn't sink the boat or injure the Border Patrol agents aboard.
Exactly right. And so, yeah, all the Border Patrol officers and so forth, stay safe out there and keep your eyes open and stay low.
Now, we also have a third breaking story that came out, and this is the Epstein scandal. Two more huge Democratic names came out in the mix of it. One is the former New Mexico governor and U.N. ambassador Bill Richardson. The other one is former U.S. senator and ambassador George Mitchell, as making trips and converting and cohorting with the young ladies on these islands that Mr. Epstein had over there in the Caribbean.
Yeah, this is going to be a major, major story, and I have a feeling that we're going to get more names perhaps as time goes on. But certainly even these two particular names that have come out, former Governor U.N. Ambassador Bill Richardson, and then also, of course, former Senator George Mitchell.
He was the majority leader at one time.
That's right. And so, you know, the...
An advisor to presidents, I might add.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. So we may find there may be some more interconnectedness here. We got to continue to follow it. But to say that this story is explosive would be an understatement as we continue to find out more about these horrible things that have been going on under Epstein.
Yeah, and I'm still waiting to find out who the ladies were that were traveling in pairs. A couple of them were reported to be U.S. congresswomen that were also on these flights that went to this island. And that could really be damning.
Well, exactly right. And most unfortunately, it looks like a lot of people were hurt in other ways exploited and so forth. And this may have some pretty far-reaching consequences.
Oh, and one last thing. There's a possible motive for the shooter suspect that didn't fire his gun that walked through the Walmart. He said he was testing the Second Amendment rights and seeing what prosecutors would do.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that seems to be the most goofy explanation I think we've ever heard.
Oh, boy. That's like the guy that drove 10 hours from from Dallas to get to El Paso to go over so his parents wouldn't find out he was involved in the shooting.
Exactly.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with me. Kathy, take us to the break, please.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's up.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th and learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text GOLD SUMMIT to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. We sure do appreciate that. And this portion of the program brought to you by my good friends, Pete and Seth Talbot, a father-son combination out of Seattle, Washington. They are the manufacturers of a product called Relief Factor. And you've heard me talking about it for quite some time now. And the reason I'm doing this is because I take the product, I'm a customer, and I believe in it. And it works for me. Matter of fact, today I had a little bit of a twinge going on, a little bit of a muscle spasm, if you will, from wearing a pair of boots a week ago, and I'm still paying for that. But anyway, my muscle tightened up. I started to get a little bit of a cramp, and I sat back down again. It was about time to take the Relief Factor, and I took the Relief Factor, waited about 10 minutes, got up. Everything was gone. No pain, no twinge, no cramp, no nothing. So if you're suffering like I do with nagging pain from different injuries that you've had in the past, whether it's arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, whatever kind of pain it is, and muscle aches too, this stuff works. And it's worked for me, and it's worked for literally dozens of friends of mine that have bought this product because of my endorsement telling me that it's working. Now, it's a three-week quick start. It costs $19.95, and if it works, you automatically go on automatic monthly shipping. You don't have to do anything except just get the order, and away you go. But it's $19.95 for the three-week quick start. Order it, take it, see if it works, follow the instructions, and if it doesn't work after 3 weeks, you're only out $20. That's it. Tell them you don't want it anymore. ReliefFactor.com/captain, the website, ReliefFactor.com/captain. And remember, it works for me, or I wouldn't be telling you about it. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You had something there you were looking at that you just told me about. What was it?
So Bill Maher.
Yeah.
Again, back in the news, HBO's Bill Maher.
I wish he'd just go away. That guy's annoying.
He's talking about Joe Biden's quote-unquote senior moments and said, you know, there's going to be some senior moments with Joe Biden, probably referencing some of these latest gaffes that he's had. And he says, don't we just have to get used to that, quote-unquote. And it really kind of struck me because I think that, of course, because Joe Biden's a Democrat and the liberal left and so forth, they're going to be very forgiving overall if Biden is going to be the nominee eventually. But, of course, if President Trump says something that sounds like a gaffe, well, then Trump's the worst person in the world.
That's well, I believe Biden will probably be the nominee as things stand right now. But Doug Schoen said something which really got me thinking yesterday, and I repeated it to the audience, and that is that he believes Joe Biden will lose the first two primaries, and then he'll revamp, and away he'll come. He'll come back. But here's the deal. The first primary is what, New Hampshire?
I believe so, yeah.
And where's the second one?
Good question.
North Carolina or something like that?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, whatever. But let's just say he loses the first two primaries, and he loses one to Elizabeth Warren, who's doing very well, I understand, up in New Hampshire, as well as Bernie Sanders. And I'm not sure about North Carolina, who's doing better down there. But the person that's fallen like a rock right now is Kamala Harris.
Well, you know, and I'm not really surprised about that. And by the way, yeah, you can lose primaries but still get the momentum back as it all begins to build, especially in a field that's sort of as disparate as this one is. But yeah, I'm not surprised about Kamala Harris, only because I think that she has a relatable problem, I think it's hard for people to just really kind of connect with her. And I think it's an X factor. It's not perhaps a particular thing she could go out and start doing. It just seems like she's not able to make that kind of connection. Joe Biden's very good at that, and we've got other candidates who are very good at connecting with the people, but Kamala Harris doesn't seem to have that.
Yeah, and folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. By the way, Mitch McConnell came out and said that the assault weapons ban is now front and center in the Senate. He's not going to bring the Senate back early to take this matter up, but when they do come back in September, they definitely will be looking at this issue.
That's exactly right. And, of course, also the idea of the red flag warnings. He did talk about a bipartisan bill with Senator Pat Toomey and Joe Manchin, talking about this idea. And they will be considering it along with other possibilities when the Senate returns. But one of the things, though, is that the lawmaking process, the legislative process, is, of course, very slow. It can be like, you know, molasses sometimes. But what's happening right now is that the public, generally speaking, is going to want to see something be done very, very quickly. I think that's one of the reasons why the president has been enunciating that, look, you know, we're going to take the lead on this. And this kind of thing, because I think that no matter what, we're going to see some changes in the electorate and what they expect. And how far that can go, well, that's going to be part of this political battle.
Well, here's part of the problem. People have not paid attention over the years. We have actually had red flag laws or versions of red flag laws on the books for at least 40 years that I am aware of. All right, and I go back to upstate New York. I go back to when we had mental institutions. I go back to where if a guy got into trouble and he had guns in his house and he went off the wall, acted crazy or whatever, they'd whisk him off to a mental institution, keep him in there for 72 hours to observe, and they'd find out what the problem was. And in the meantime, the next move the sheriff would make, because it'd be the sheriff that went to get the guns, he'd go to the house, take anybody's, you know, take the guns that were there, take them back to the county jail or wherever they took them there where the sheriff was located, and they'd have them stored, and then the individual would have to come back and go back to the court and tell the judge, you know, give the judge a certificate that he had been cleared or whatever the work terminology was, and that's when they got their guns back. Other than that, and by the way, that went on 40 years ago. 40 years ago.
Well, exactly. And, you know, I think that the interesting difference in all of this is that typically the far left, they want to use laws, even red flag laws, as an incremental process to getting rid of all the guns from everybody, whereas conservatives typically are in favor of having these kinds of things that you're just describing, because we have to deal with society and the problems that come with society, but they don't want to eviscerate the Second Amendment.
Here's the problem, okay? we really need to do a better job of vetting some of these people. Okay.
Right.
And I do know that some of these individuals, especially some of these people that are 18 to 21 years of age, when they were younger, when they were teenagers and whatnot, they may have had a problem where they had to seek psychiatric or psychological help, and the doctors are supposed to report this voluntarily. They are not reporting it. If this somebody somehow or another would get to the medical profession, the psychiatric profession and all that, and say, look, if you got somebody and you think they could be a problem to themselves or somebody else, you got to tell us. I mean, that would solve some of this, because we hear about child with a troubled past. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that. Or the other thing here is most of these young people that have been involved in this, 21, 24, 25, 27, 30-year-olds, most of them come from a one-family household, you know, where they've only got a mother or they've got a father, or maybe it's an aunt or maybe it's an uncle, maybe it's a grandmother or a grandfather, and they don't have that family upbringing that the rest of us have had.
Right, exactly. And unfortunately, sometimes there's no choice in that, but generally speaking,
mm-hmm.
the world in which they live or the environment that they're in, does not give them the kind of values that they need.
Right.
Generally speaking. And so that's why it's incumbent upon all of us in society to make sure that we're trying to provide at least the environment where people mm-hmm. can prosper. Yeah.
And I am a life member, okay, of the National Rifle Association. I also am a spokesman for the United States Concealed Carry Association. I also have a concealed carry permit. I am a gun owner, okay, so I know what I'm talking about here. And I've been a gun owner and an aficionado all my life. I was brought up with guns all around me because my dad was a hunter. He taught me early on, you know, and we didn't go out just to go hunting and go, oh, I'm going to kill that thing over there. That's not the way it worked. When we shot a deer, it was for food.
Right. Oh, that's right. Yeah. And there are many people all across the United States, and they go out during the season, and they, mm-hmm. they pack up their freezer, and mm-hmm. exactly, yeah.
And my dad would take it to the butcher. He'd get it purveyed. We'd have sausage and like ground up into burgers and steaks and chops and all that sort of stuff. You know, all done with venison, of course. And he had a way of tenderloining it, so it didn't sound real or doesn't taste real gamey. But anyway, it all worked, and that's what we did. We didn't just go out there to go, hey, we're going to go shoot an animal. Nope, that's not what we did. Anyway, I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
On the fifth anniversary of Michael Brown's death in Ferguson, his father urged St. Louis County's top prosecutor to reopen the investigation into the white police officer who fatally shot the unarmed 18-year-old black man.
5 years today, I lost my firstborn, my only son. It was a day I thought I would never see, a day that has changed my life forever. Although I have been forced to learn how to cope with his absence, I would never guess the fact that my son would no longer be heard and justice has not been served.
Prosecuting attorney Wesley Bell, the county's first black prosecutor, took office in January. Bell would not say whether his office would reopen the case, but said it's doing everything it can to understand the underlying issues that contributed to the tragic death. That shooting led to weeks of protests that included looting and violent confrontations between demonstrators and police. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
This is Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast and the New Media Journal. Stay up and stay informed by listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, live 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., Monday through Saturday.
Thank you very much, Frank Salvato, and you heard him yesterday. He's on every Monday and every Friday. And this portion of the program brought to you by our very good friends at GEICO, GEICO Insurance. Now, GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including your humble radio host. Now, your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for just about everything you own, starting with your car, your truck that you're driving. They also offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or RV. They can even help you with homeowners or renters insurance, too, through your local GEICO insurance agent. So, to find out more about them, go to the website, GEICO.com, GEICO.com. It'll ask you to type in your zip code. You'll find out who your closest agent is to you, and then go from there. You can either do the business you want off the GEICO.com website, or you can do it face-to-face, person-to-person with your local GEICO agent. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, I did a little research the day of the El Paso shooting because of the verbiage we were hearing from the likes of Beto O'Rourke and some of the Democrats in Texas, as well as some other of the Democratic presidential candidates. And I found out something very interesting, along with the New York Times, the Washington Post, and I counted 11 other newspaper publications around the country. They were all using the same identical talking points on that same day, day one, to blame President Trump for all the same reasons for the El Paso shooting.
Yeah, it's almost like this comes down from the Central Committee somewhere, and it's very disconcerting because obviously we're supposed to have a free press, and I guess the word collusion might come to mind as well, but which is very unfortunate, because again, you know, it seems to me that because the collusion narrative against President Trump completely fizzled, it's like they've got to have a new thing now, and the new thing is Trump is not only a white supremacist, but he's responsible for El Paso.
And let's go to where the white supremacist thing comes from. Joe Biden has taken the story that wasn't true to begin with about the president supporting the Nazis and the radicals that were there in Charlottesville. That's not what he said. The description that he used was in terms of the MS-13 people that were in this country, and they're using the wrong narrative, not only Biden, but also the media to drive that narrative home. And you've got to be smart enough to understand. If you go do the research and look it up, you'll see they're lying to you.
Well, exactly right. And it's most unfortunate. And, you know, when especially, you know, the president has been in the public eye for his whole life, but it's been a very quick learning curve, I should think, for actually being in politics. But yes, a lot of that was completely taken out of context in the sense that in the next breath he would say, I'm not giving credit to these white supremacists that, you know, essentially words to that effect. And so he wasn't giving them praise at all.
No. And let's listen to what the president had to say with a group of reporters that were trying to catch him as he was coming and going to the helicopter Marine One. But listen to this little confire back and forth.
I have a great relationship with the NRA. They supported me very early, and that's been a great decision they made. We have Justice Kavanaugh, we have Justice Gorsuch, and they feel very strongly about the Second Amendment. The NRA has made a great decision in supporting me, and nobody else would have won aside from everything else. I have a very good relationship. I'll change it. I have a great relationship with the NRA. I have a lot of respect for the people at the NRA, and I have already spoken to them on numerous occasions. And frankly, we need intelligent background checks. Okay, this isn't a question of NRA, Republican or Democrat. I will tell you, I spoke to Mitch McConnell yesterday. He's totally on board. He said, I've been waiting for your call. He is totally on board. I spoke to senators that in some cases, people, friends of mine, but pretty hardline senators, hardline. And when I say that in a positive way.
Well, the point is that he has been speaking to people, and they are going to come back after they get done with their 5-week vacation, and they're going to do something about it. What the something's going to be, I don't know. There is a rumor that they may ban assault weapons. They've tried that again. Got to be careful the definition of assault, but I would add this to it. Why would anybody need to have a 100 round magazine?
Yeah, that's a really, really good question. We've seen this happen, of course, in El Paso. I believe the person in Las Vegas also had tons of ammunition in that regard. I mean, this is something that that obviously has to be addressed.
Yeah, and then we get into the bump stock discussion and all that stuff, and how allowed the weapon to actually fire rapidly, more rapidly, not as an automatic, but to fire in a more rapid succession, which created a big brouhaha about the bump stock thing. But, you know, I don't have any problem with that because, quite frankly, I carry a revolver. And if I can't hit what I'm shooting at with the 6 shots I've got in my revolver or the 5, depending on which cylinder I'm using at the present time, guess what? Maybe I don't need to have the gun to begin with.
Well, exactly. But the idea, of course, is that people have the right to defend themselves. And unfortunately, these crazy people who have undertaken these terrible attacks show that there's an even more immediate threat logistically, and that is, how do you protect the people? Just as we've talked about with the school shootings, how do you protect the children? And so the wheels of the legislature will turn slowly, but there's some pretty immediate things at hand as well.
Yeah, and I'm going to play the the rest of what the president had to say and just close this out. It's another minute worth of audio here, but we'll listen to what he had to say, because in this next part, he talks about when he talked to Chuck Schumer as well as Nancy Pelosi.
Hard line on the Second Amendment, and they understand we don't want insane people, mentally ill people, bad people, dangerous people. We don't want guns in the hands of the wrong people. I think that the Republicans are going to be great and lead the charge along with the Democrats. I spoke yesterday to Nancy Pelosi. We had a great talk. I spoke to Chuck Schumer. We had a great talk. And Chuck Schumer in particular loves my China policy, as you probably know. I said, I can't believe it. You actually like something that I'm doing. He said, not like, love. So Chuck Schumer is he's great on the China situation, which we are winning and winning big. And China wants to do something, but I'm not ready to do anything yet. 25 years of abuse, I'm not ready so fast. So we'll see how that works out. But on the background check, we have tremendous support for really common sense, sensible, important background checks.
Okay, well, I don't have any problem with what he said there, do you?
No, not at all.
But there are people going, oh, they're going to take our guns away. Oh, well, hey, what are you afraid of? If you haven't done anything, what the hell are you afraid of?
Well, right. And again, the liberal mindset is that it's an incremental step to taking away the guns. But generally speaking, regular people understand that you have to have, you know, the ability to make sure that these crazy people don't get this kind of firearm and this kind of firepower, I should say.
For anybody that hasn't had to go through a security classification check, especially to go from, say, secret to top secret, when you do that, they go into your background, they ask people about you, they check out family members. I mean, they'll go in and check aunts and uncles and cousins and grandmas and grandpas. And if you got anything in your background that's even remotely astute, guess what? You do not get that next level of security clearance.
Exactly right. Exactly
so
right.
So keep your mind in the straight and narrow and you'll be just fine. But anyway, that is what it is. Now, the MSNBC had a guest yesterday. I don't know who it was. It doesn't really matter. He said that he wanted protesters and torches outside of Trump's donors' houses in the Hamptons where they were living there, the people that were there. He wanted torches out there. Jeez, and pitchforks, too. What a nut.
Well, yeah, this was, I think, Eli Mistel. He's from a legal site called Above the Law, an editor there. And, yes, the idea of the torches and pitchforks and so forth, you know, this goes into the larger thing that we're seeing starting to happen now, Captain. Donnie Deutsch, also on MSNBC, said the people who supported Trump now own the blood of what happened. And it's this kind of attitude and fear of reprisal that they're pushing now.
All right, we'll talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend, Kyle.
You too, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. And by the way, I'll just throw this out there for what it's worth. As we go to break, I have more listeners on most nights, and MSNBC has viewers all day. See you later. Be right back right after these messages coming right up.
Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Are we gonna do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some devil mind your brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and they're here in Texarkana. And we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like a bandit run.
All right, and it's Jerry Reed Fred in the front seat, chasing Smokey. The bandits is out there behind him, and somewhere in the mix, Frog's there too. Oh, what a night. What a night. And I'll tell you what, we really enjoy the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, because that's when we get to talk to all the guys and gals out there in the highways and byways, and we see a bunch of you. We got a bunch of you chiming in. First of all, Thomas the Suicide Jockey and all the Suicide Jockeys out there, we appreciate the job you're doing. Truck them safe and stay low. Trucker Mark, we've heard from him tonight. Catwoman and Road Dog, I do believe, are in a motel in Indianapolis tonight. They're getting their truck worked on, so they're listening to us from Indianapolis. So thanks a lot. You guys be careful. And to all the Creek Carrier, all the Schaefer drivers, all the Hunt Transportation, all the FedEx Freight boys, all the UPS drivers that are out there. I heard from a couple UPS freight drivers, the old, of course, overnight drivers that are out there too, riding around. And by the way, I also heard from some of the air freight boys out delivering tonight too, that are out there, the independents. So appreciate you guys and gals. And this is for you, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. When you see it, pull on in there. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore, guarantee it. Well, severe storms and heavy rain are possible out in the Northwest. It's going to be hot and humid in the South, and I mean we're going to have a scorcher of a weekend from Texas all the way to the Panhandle of Florida and Georgia. So let's get into it. A low pressure system on the West Coast is going to bring the potential for strong to severe thunderstorms with gusty winds and heavy rain to the interior Northwest, to include Washington, Idaho, Montana, Oregon, and parts of Nevada and the western part of Utah right now. Now, the storms will have, some of the storms will have very little rain, so any lightning strikes that will be with them, where the brush and the tinder is very, very dry, could ignite wildfires in this dry region of the country and create another problem out there. And we'll get into all that here in a minute, because some of that may, in fact, be going on right now by what I'm looking at right here. And meanwhile, intense heat and humidity is definitely going to continue in the South, with heat indexes approaching 115 degrees in some areas. So let's start with Florida. Florida, you got some scattered showers inland tonight. Nothing really to worry about. No problems, no harm, no foul. However, as the day warms up during the course of the day, along I-10, from about I-75 and I-10, that junction west, the temperatures to heat indexes will be 100 to 105, and it'll just continue to go up as you get into Texas, and it'll get even warmer than that. Now, closer to the water, closer to the Gulf, it'll be cooler, but inland in Texas, there'll be areas where the heat index will be 115 degrees. Most of Texas tonight is in that mix, from down towards down to Galveston Island, all the way up to the Oklahoma line, and the eastern one-third of Oklahoma is in that with a high heat index warning. The metroplex of Dallas, San Antonio and Austin, Houston, Midland, all the way out to Midland, and probably over to Fort Stockton by the looks of what I'm looking at right now. And then right straight across I-20, all the way into Georgia, you'll have temperatures, the heat index will be anywhere from 100, 105, 110 through a lot of those areas. And we'll have some weather conditions that will be conducive to creating some rain over in South Carolina and North Carolina, the southeastern part of North Carolina down around Wilmington. Showers inland, it looks like, over towards I-95. The same with Savannah over towards I-95 and inland a ways. And then the central part of Tennessee tonight, you've got an area there that's conducive to producing some rain, some thunder showers and whatnot. Now, going up north, New York State, the lee shore of Lake Ontario, from Rochester over to Oswego, and then Pulaski up to Watertown, you'll have rain right there along the lake. And be advised of that. Nothing else really to bother you up there. Now, let's go out west. Let's start with South Dakota. The northeastern corner of South Dakota tonight, you've got rain there right now. You've also got some flash flood watches and warnings. And as you go across South Dakota, about halfway across the middle of the state, you've got an area of light showers, and you also could have some flash flood watches there. Now, in the middle of Nebraska, central Nebraska, there are some severe thunderstorm warnings up right now as a line of thunderstorms is moving just over the South Dakota line and down into about 40 or 50 miles deep into Nebraska, moving to the east. Now, the storms are already over towards Lincoln, approaching Omaha, maybe going further east into Iowa. You've got some rain up in the southeastern quadrant of South Dakota, the northeastern quadrant of Nebraska, and the northwestern quadrant of Iowa, which is up there by Sioux City, Iowa. So rain in that area tonight. Might be some flash flood advisories there in that area, too, depending on how hard the rain comes down. Now, let's go out west. We'll go back down south. New Mexico, western New Mexico, you've got rain. You've got some flash flood watches and warnings of, on both sides of Albuquerque. Out to the west and to the south of I-40, going down towards New Mexico, right on the line with Arizona and Tucson, over towards Phoenix, east of Phoenix, up into the southeastern and central part of Phoenix tonight. You've got rain, quite a bit of rain coming down. There will be some flash flood watches and warnings posted over there because it's been so dry over there. The rain's got nowhere to go. It's not going to saturate the ground. What it's going to do is run off and go from the higher elevations down to the lower elevations, and you know what that means. Also, let's go up to Utah. Utah, you've got red flag warnings in the western part of Utah. You've also got red flag warnings across the eastern part of Nevada, central part of Nevada, north of Las Vegas, up in the higher elevations. And all it will take is a thunderstorm or two, which there may be some of right now on the Idaho-Nevada line, that could create a wildfire. Up in Idaho, it's a mixed bag. You've got some red flag warnings in Idaho. You've also got some rain and flash flood watches and warnings in the central part of Idaho. The western part of Montana is pretty much inundated with rain and flash flood watches and warnings. Coeur d'Alene, you've got a red flag warning. Spokane, red flag warning. But to the west, in the Fruit Valleys tonight, Yakima and Wenatchee, you've got rain tonight. Over in Moss Point, rain, red flag warnings, central part of Washington State. Flood watches in the central southern part of Washington State, central part of Oregon, and most of Oregon tonight. If you're not getting some thunder and lightning, you're in a red flag warning area. And be careful, because, again, that lightning with all this dry brush is going to create a fire somewhere, and then you got another mess. But that's the Truckers Highwind Bible Report for this hour, brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Stop by your local Pilot and Flying J and tell them the captain sent you, and tell them you were listening to us on the radio and you heard me talking about them. You'll get yourself a free cup of coffee. It's just that simple. So there you go. All righty. Now, coming up in the next hour, we do something a little bit different on a weekend show. I've got a lot of different clips from the week and from the last day or two, things that have been going on, and I'm talking about audio clips. I'm going to play quite a bit of that for you to let you listen to some of the things that have been said that you probably have not heard until right now, because the mainstream media doesn't want you to know about a lot of this. And we're coming back right after the top of the hour news, when hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.